I lean across the backyard fence of my yard and talk to my neighbor about physical therapy, I sometimes wonder, what does he think when I say physical therapist? Well, our guest on PT Talker this week was thinking the same thing and wonders, what does the public think about physical therapy? Stay tuned, and you'll find out what plans he has to make sure the public thinks well of physical therapists. We'll be right back.
This is PT Talker, presented by Advantage Medical. The aim of this podcast is to expose physical therapists to unique and innovative ideas to help grow their business. Each broadcast will introduce you to new concepts that will save you time, provide a better patient outcome, or lower your cost. And now, the host of PT Talker, Jeff Worrell.
Well, joining me today as our guest on PT Talker is an expert. We're happy to bring you an expert each and every week, Mr. Luke Bongiorno, physical therapist. I love saying his last name because I was just in Italy last week, and it's so easy to welcome you with that last name, Luke. Thank you for joining us on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Now, you are a physical therapist trained in Australia, but now you are the owner of New York Sports Medicine and PT in Manhattan in New York City. Tell us a little bit about how you ended up in the United States, first of all.
Well, I've been practicing in Australia for a couple of years, and as all Australians, we like to travel, so I thought, why not travel and work at the same time? So I came over to the States and initially for a year, and that sort of turned into about 12 years.
That's great.
So, New York's a great place, so I was lucky enough to start practicing here and got to meet a lot of interesting people and have the opportunity to start a practice.
Yeah, and not sure if I made our listeners aware, but you are a co-owner of New York Sportsmen and PT. Where exactly, if someone wanted to find you, how would they find you in New York?
We have two offices, two locations. One's at Columbus Circle, and the other is in Midtown on 48th and Madison Avenue.
Okay, all right. Well, let's get back to what I kind of teased our listeners with at the top of the show, and that is you have started a website a website called the PT Project. And as I did my research and tried to find out a little bit more about what you were doing, I was intrigued because you are really interested in helping the public to learn more about what physical therapy is, how physical therapy can benefit the general public or people that are suffering with specific injuries. And it was very intriguing, but it's very high level. I mean, you are out there saying, I want physical therapy to be ethical and evidence-based. Tell us a little bit about how this, how did you get started and why are you undertaking such a large project?
Well, a couple of reasons. I was in the midst of really doing my doctorate, and it came to me, one of our projects was a professor from the APTA talking about, going back to the core values of physical therapy. One of them was excellence, and there are, morals and ethics. And basically, I looked at how the public views physical therapy, and a lot of them just don't really have a full understanding of exactly, what physical therapy is. Over the years, there have been a number of places that have got a bit of a bad rap in terms of, seeing multiple patients at a time, mm-hmm. not giving one-on-one attention, just using electric stim machines, heat packs, and that's, physical therapy. Whereas, as we know, or as physical therapists know, there's a lot more to it than that. And I guess my goal was to try and make people more aware of, the extent of how physical therapy is actually in the United States and around the world, coming up around the world now, more of a doctorate level of education where we're trained in not only in the treatment but also in the evaluation, figuring out, where patients' issues are, coming up with a diagnosis, and then being able to not only treat the problem but prevent, the issues from coming back, looking at predisposing factors.
Sure.
And that's sort of what I'm trying to get across, to the public.
Yeah. Now, so the PT Project, and our listeners can find that at theptproject.com, it has really two components. There is certainly an area for the public to log in and learn about maybe what they just heard their physician telling them was wrong with their knee or how a physical therapist might help, et cetera, et cetera. But there also is another side to your website. Tell us a little bit about how a physical therapist might benefit.
There's also an area called, well, there's two parts of physical therapy. There's clinical practice and then, you know, the business side of physical therapy, which is a big challenge to many physical therapists. You know, we're not really trained in that. And if you have your own business, you're faced with a lot of day-to-day challenges through, you know, insurance companies and different things like that. In terms of the clinical practice section, our contributors will put in posts on what the latest research. There might be an article that's just been printed up on a, you know, a different condition, say the treatment of patellar tendonitis, or they will then you know, do a breakdown or analyze the article, and it then provides a forum for people to add their comments and create discussion.
And I do just want to just note for our listeners, as I'm reading your mission statement here, you are all about free quality resources. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, this wasn't intended to sort of be a money-making website where people pay a fee and then, you know, have access to the information. And we're trying to do that, you know, for as long as possible. It's more about looking at just having, if we get more physical therapists contributing, and it will build itself. If we get, you know, quality physical therapists wanting to say, and there are many physical therapists I know out there. I've done a lot of teaching through the US and other countries, and I know there are a lot of physical therapists that have the same goals and ideas, and it's about them really building it themselves, so it doesn't need to be something that needs to always be funded, or create any sort of, you know, it doesn't need to be a money-making thing.
Right. We've had many of those like-thinking physical therapists on our show, as a matter of fact. But so,
yeah,
so
we're altruists.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So this is a project where you're creating a place where therapists can go to share information. You're going to set some standards and create an environment where we can trust the information, that kind of thing. But there's also going to be a dialogue back and forth, or maybe some explanation as to how this can be used. Does that sound right? Is that what you're after?
How it can be used? Yeah, I mean, in terms of, we also have the section, the physio wire, which is something that if someone has a question, if a PT has a question or a difficult patient, they can put it out there. I had a patient, you know, I'm struggling for some ideas, or I've tried different things. Other physical therapists, you know, looking at the website can say, you know, share their ideas on, I've tried this, or and then that can also then be a forum for further research. So the researchers that are out there can pick it up and say, oh, that looks, sounds like an interesting study design. You know, because there are many different, you know, there are a lot of physical therapists that are, you know, purely clinicians. There are physical therapists that are more interested in the research. And the idea is to get everyone together. And, you know, the clinicians can keep being clinicians and collect the data, and the researchers can then go and create the study designs and analyze the data so that it sort of allows everyone to keep doing what they love doing.
Right. Now, could you share with our listeners some of your contributors that you have online right now? And certainly you're always looking for more, I'm assuming.
But, yeah, always looking for more. Right now we've got a couple, and I understand you have a lot of Aussie listeners, so welcome to everyone from Australia. Well-renowned physical physiotherapist in Australia, Craig Allingham, is one of the contributors. Also, Brian Hoke here in the States, who's lectures extensively and has done a lot of research on foot injuries, runners in particular. He's shared a lot of good information on, you know, treatment of his particular patient population. We have also Bronwyn Spira, who's a physical therapist. She's created a new, I guess, software force, looking at how patients can actually use a software to help them with their exercise programs, and she's speaking a little bit about that. Yeah, we've got Chris Johnson, who's been practicing. He was at the Nicholas Institute of Sports Medicine. He's been involved in a lot of research himself. He's also a triathlete and teaches continuing education, so he's a big contributor on the PT project.
Okay. So you fully expect patients might find an article that was maybe in the New York Times versus a therapist, both of them coming to your site, but the therapist reading something from the New England Journal of Medicine, both populations being served by the PT project.
Yeah, exactly, because, you know, the general public aren't going to be able to synthesize information necessarily from a journal. So if they read, often patients will come into me, oh, look, I saw this article in the Times on Tuesday. You know, tell me a little bit more about it. Well, one of the contributors, one of our therapists will, you know, write or analyze or comment on the article, you know, in more layperson terms so the patient can have more of an understanding of what that article means or where it fits in.
Perfect.
You know, obviously, there's always, you know, good information, not so good information in the media, and our job is to try and synthesize it and, you know, differentiate between what's relevant and what's not.
Yeah, you're kind of almost like creating a news bureau or something where you're going to have people that can wade through it and tell us what's right, and hopefully it's just the facts.
Yeah, the facts, and we're trying to make it as objective as possible.
Mm-hmm. Well, great. So what's the next step, what you would encourage one of our listeners to take if they were to get on your website? What are some of the things a physical therapist might do with your site right now?
Well, I'd definitely encourage, if anyone's interested, to contact us if they're interested in becoming a contributor. It's a great way, if you've got an idea on new techniques or an idea to promote something that you've discovered and write about it, that would be definitely something that they could do. You know, there's no cost involved. It's just a matter of, you know, sending us what information you have, and we can look at that and discuss how we can use it on the PT project.
Perfect. Go ahead, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's...
Well, is there any plans to try and... link patients with specific PTs in the future?
Yeah, that's the other thing. It's by creating a sort of a network of contributors, not only, you know, as I said, in the US, but around the world. And we also have, you know, a lot of people sort of hits from other countries. Creating a sort of a linkage, like if someone's traveling or a PT, or patients going to a different part of the world or a different city, what physical therapist might I find that might be able to be good for this condition? We can link them up. If a physical therapist has a particular interest in, you know, tendinopathy, tendinitis, yep. There's a PT over in London at the moment I know that's doing a lot of research there. So if someone is going over there, I can link him over to that.
Makes total sense. All right. Luke Bongiorno, thank you for joining us today, especially with that great, awesome last name.
Thanks so much.
And and if you haven't yet checked out theptproject.com, I encourage you to do so because it sounds to me like this is a site, I've been on it, just learned quite a bit about it today. It looks to me like it's a site that has a great future and could certainly be of benefit to you in your practice, as we also hope that you find PT Talker, and we'll remind your friends and peers in the physical therapy world to sign up and subscribe to pttalker.com. So I want to remind you also that previous editions or episodes of PT Talker are available on iTunes, and we'll be back next week with another expert to bring you news, information, tips, tricks, things that might help you to become a better physical therapist as we help you to help somebody get well this week. So thanks for listening. This is Jeff Worrell saying so long for now.
PT Talker is a presentation of Advantage Medical, bringing you business news and ideas for therapists. Join us each week for new concepts to help you grow your rehabilitation business. To listen to previous episodes, visit us on the web at pttalker.com or on iTunes.